After 14 seasons, Brett Favre has seen just about everything. But this was the first time in franchise history the Packers faced the Minnesota Vikings in the postseason. Remarkable, given the longtime rivalry between the two teams. Even more remarkable was the Vikings' quick start on just the third play from scrimmage. Dante Culpepper threw a short pass to Mo Williams. And after number 42, Darren Sharper missed a tackle, Williams rumbled 68 yards for the opening touchdown. After a three and out by the Packers, Minnesota got the ball back. And on the fourth play of the drive, Culpepper found Randy Moss for a 14-point lead. Brett Favre is no stranger to comebacks, and he looked to be on his way to one after finding Bubba Franks in the second quarter, cutting Green Bay's deficit to 17-10. But the Vikings never let up, answering with number 81, Nate Burleson, whose touchdown made it 24-10. Favre had a tough first half, and his last play before the break was no different. After escaping a pass rush, Favre sprinted toward the end zone and threw his patented flip pass to Javon Walker. But Favre had crossed the line of scrimmage, nullifying the touchdown, and leaving Green Bay with a 28-yard field goal attempt. Unfortunately, Ryan Longwell missed, and the score remained 24-10 at the half. Favre's misery continued in the scoreless third quarter, when number four threw his third and fourth interceptions of the day. Having lost to the Packers twice in the regular season, the Vikings knew better than to relax against Brett Favre in the fourth quarter. As the final 15 minutes began, the Packers scored a touchdown on a Najee Davenport one-yard plunge that made it 24-17. But on the next drive, Dante Culpepper saw a chance to put the game on ice and took it. Randy Moss slipped by cornerback Al Harris and reeled in the 34-yard game clincher. In recent years, the Packers have beaten the Vikings in big situations, but the 31-17 victory in their first postseason matchup may signal a new moon rising in the NFC North. Brett Favre's legacy won't be tarnished by this loss, even if somehow it becomes his last game in the NFL. But the hair-raising win gives the Vikings hope for the future, specifically 1 week from now, when they face Philadelphia in the divisional playoff game.